Head coach for the Winona State Warriors, Todd Eisner, now joining the Winona Sports Network. Coach, you lose both games over the weekend. The offense struggled. What overall went wrong into those two losses?
It's really a push play from last week, Jake. I mean, we're shooting 39% as a team. We shot 30% on Friday night. We shot 38% on Saturday night. I mean, you're going to lose a lot of games doing that. We just, our shot discipline's not good enough right now we don't score easily, and because of that, we take a lot of guarded shots that, we just, the percentages aren't good for what we are trying to get accomplished offensively, and so it's been very frustrating. We just, we're not going to get taller, we're not going to get more athletic, we got to do a better job of working to get a better look at the rim, if we're going to continue to shoot 39% on the year, we're going to lose a lot of basketball games. And unfortunately, right now, we're proving that. And then to add to it, early this year, the first couple of weekends, we defended at a really high level and gave ourselves a chance, even when we weren't scoring very well. And now we're not defending very well either. So that puts us in a tough spot.
How do you sort of try to work at that? I mean, I feel like we've somewhat talked about it a little briefly throughout the early portion of the season, but when it's just a matter of an inability to get that offense moving, how do you sort of work through that in practice? Is it a change in how you play the game? Is it a change in scheme at all? Or what's your thought process in your attempt to turn that around?
Yeah, we're gonna try to add a wrinkle or two here. I mean, again, like I said, the personnel is not going to change. I mean, the concern you have a little bit is, you go into, like I said, like a Mankato game where they've got such length and athleticism. Well, we don't have length and athleticism to simulate that in practice. So to go into a weekend knowing that X team does this well based on who they are, and if we don't have those type of pieces that we can practice against, well, then, we might look really good against our own teammates, but then we get up against what it's supposed to look like, and now all of a sudden we, aren't as ready for it as we need to, just based on, the sheer size and length and athleticism of the teams we're facing. So, that's a concerning part right there. Is, I don't know, from a preparation standpoint, just in terms of, okay, we're playing this team and they're really big. I mean, we go to Augie Sunday and Augie's going to try to throw the ball inside and post up a bunch and has decent size at the 4 and 5. Well, we don't have decent size at the 4 and 5, and so how are we going to simulate that to get ready for it? Wayne State's going to have a great toughness level. They're going to press. They're going to do some things that have bothered us in the past. So we'll try to put a team out there that looks like Wayne State. But at the end of the day, I don't have a Jordan Jansen. I don't have a Justin Egan's. That makes it a little challenging. So we're gonna try to put in a little, this kind of continuity set to just give us hopefully a little less thinking, a little less dribbling, and try to give ourselves maybe a little cleaner look. And I'm not sure that's going to be the answer, but we certainly have got to try something, because for 10 games, it just hasn't been good enough.
So you say that, 10 games and it hasn't been good enough. For lack of a better term, where are you in terms of that panic button? Are you getting worried about, where this season can go, or where do you sit at this point in the season, in terms of the greater outlook?
Well, I think the concerning part would be is that, the schedule was set up, if we were going to have a chance to be pretty good, the schedule was really set up for us in a positive way, with 4 of our first 5 in the league at home, and we lost all 4 of those home games. So we've definitely put ourselves behind the 8-ball in terms of, now we're going to have to win games on the road just to crawl back to, something close to 500. So that's concerning. But again, at the end of the day, I think we're going to be a team that, I think on any night we show up and compete. I don't think there's any great teams in our league. I don't feel like we're going to be overmatched. It's just, again, I'm going to repeat myself pretty often. I mean, we just don't have any margin for error. We're going to have to play at a really high level defensively and figure out a way to get better offensively. And until those two things match up, I think we're going to be in for a lot of close games. And if we're in a lot of close games, then we've got to figure out how to win the last 5 minutes of games. And we haven't done that here, you know, against Sioux Falls and Mankato and Upper Iowa.
Watching a few portion of each game and, you know, looking at the box score and stuff, it looks like you're doing, you know, your team's doing a lot of things really good, but the offense just isn't kind of coming with it. How do you sort of keep the confidence up with your team? Because there are a lot of good things they're doing, but the buckets just aren't falling. So how do you keep that confidence sort of high?
Yeah, it's a great challenge. I mean, the game is more mental than it is physical, and when things don't go well for you, you just naturally start to wonder. And you know, we haven't shot the ball. We've been a really good 3-point shooting team in terms of volume and in terms of percentages over the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and mm-hmm. and we're not shooting it very well from the arc, and so that takes away a piece of what you've been good at. And then, you know, we just haven't consistently had a great post game. So now you know, you look to throw the ball inside, and we're not getting the type of production that you'd want there. And then our ability to drive the ball and make plays for our teammates, or drive the ball and get to the rim and finish, has just been, you know, really poor. That's probably been the worst part of what we've been doing. So, you know, there isn't a section of the offensive end that I feel like that we're doing at a good enough level right now, and that certainly can eat away at players' confidence, and so we've got to continue to boost them up and keep them feeling good about our ability to execute and our ability to get the shots that we want, and that eventually they'll start to fall, and you just got to keep your fingers crossed that eventually that day is going to come.
With this road trip coming this weekend that you've already alluded to, have you stressed an importance of getting victories this weekend, or and any extra importance, I should say, or are you treating it more so just any other road trip that you would? Every day is an important day to get a win, if you will.
Yeah, I think we take it one game at a time. I really do. I mean, there's no reason to look ahead. I mean, we've got enough, you know, we need to stress enough about just the importance of playing really well against Wayne. Obviously, the preseason pick to win the South. They've got, you know, Jordan Jansen, who was the player of the year in the South 2 years ago, and Justin Egan's, who was first team all league last year as a COVID/redshirt freshman. And so they've got some really good pieces, and they play really well at home typically. And we struggled against them over the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, we just need to worry about Friday. I don't think it needs to go any further than that. And I think at the end of the day, we just, you know, we take it possession by possession and try to win that possession and try to stack possessions on top of each other on both ends of the floor and see what we come up with.
In terms of who's getting on the floor and who's not, at what point, you know, if it has already happened or if you consider it to maybe be on the horizon, do you find or do you think that more players that have gotten a lesser amount of minutes would, you know, come up and play more just in terms of trying to change things up, trying to change a flow on offense? Do you think that could come in the near future?
Yeah, so there's a double-edged sword to that, too. I mean, again, there's no doubt we've got some guys that are playing the bulk of the minutes that aren't playing well enough. And I don't get too caught up in who starts, but certainly, you know, minute distribution is certainly going to be something that we're going to have to reevaluate. But as I mentioned to the team Saturday night, I mean, this isn't just, well, X and Y aren't playing very well and they're playing the bulk of the minutes. I'm not sure, you know, the guys that aren't playing a ton of minutes have necessarily earned the right to take those minutes. And so it goes both ways. I mean, it's, you could just say, well, give them a chance. What's it going to hurt? There's some merit to that statement, but yet at the end of the day, if you're going to make a change, is it because, you know, X and Y, who haven't been playing as much, have been doing really good things on a consistent basis in practice to warrant playing more? And I'm not sure we've had that either. So that's the dilemma a little bit, is if a change was made in at least minute distribution, whether it's starting or not starting, I don't really care, but just in minute distribution, right now, to me, it would be more of, you know, why not? What difference? You know, it can't get any worse. It would be more of that than it would be, you know, X and Y are definitely worthy of, you know, taking more minutes or maybe even starting. And I haven't seen that out of, you know, enough guys to do it in that direction.
Last question for you, Coach. With the holiday break, have you thought about that and thought about how that might be beneficial to the team? And if you have, you know, what do you think that sort of extended time off might do for a team that started the NSIC not entirely how they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it's never a good break. I mean, it's way too long, and obviously I'm probably in the minority with that thought process. I mean, I'm not some type of, Christmas Scrooge where I don't want to give my guys any time off, but 7 days is way too long. But that's, and we're the only level that does it. So, I mean, it's not like Division I does it or Division III does it. It's a Division II thing. And so I'm not a fan of the 7 day break. And it just gets you out of sorts in terms of you can't even open the building. I mean, if guys decided to stay here, I'm not even legally allowed to open the building, So they really have, there's some that may have very limited to no access to a gym or a workout facility. And so, and everybody has to deal with it. So it's not just us. So, I mean, but in the big picture, I'm not a fan of the 7 day break. So it'll be good for some guys to get away and let their bodies recoup a little bit. And so that'll be the positive out of that.